want to end off on the tourism scene once again. Please advise your thoughts on City Lodge Hotels with its current share price and the historical, the low occupancies and the current market environment. Also, the decision of the board and 14 members of the executive and senior management to forego 20% of their fees and salaries over the lockdown period compared to lower level staff who and those who work remotely by 50%. Surely the shows are lacking in leadership, which is driving the company. Do you see a future for the share price and the company? And Graham, let's give it to you.
Okay, cool. Well, this was going to be one of my two stock picks because I'm being all greedy this evening. you know, I think if you fast track 6 months, things will start returning to normal. You know, City Lodge was a business that I think bored a lot of people because it just did what it did well. If you look over the last couple of years, they were delivering earnings of around R8 a share. I'm not saying they're going to get back to R8 in a hurry, but even if they get to R5, you know, put it on a 10 multiple, given the fact that earnings are starting to accelerate again, you know, puts it on a R50 target. You put it back on R8 earnings, maybe 2 years out and you get R80. I would also argue that I think there's quite a lot of pent up business travel, and I would assume there will be a beneficiary of that. So obviously a couple of the African expansions haven't worked out quite so well. Forget COVID for a second, you know. But I think all in all, it's a good business. It's well run. It looks as though the lenders have also agreed, as is the case in so many businesses, you know, not to enforce covenants and so forth. So, yeah, I think it's a good one. The issue around, you know, why do the board take a 20% and management take a 20% and staff get a 50? You know, that's an issue around, you know, that I suppose is a question of morality. But I think also they were talking about the fact, as I understood it, that the board and management had taken, from April, May and June had taken the 20% cut, whereas I think they're talking about the 50 going forward. So I'm not entirely sure if the senior management is also going to be caught up in that.
Okay, if we have time, we'll come back to you for a second pick. But Drikus, so what's your stock pick at the moment?
I think I picked the same one a while ago, 2 months ago, Alicia. I'm sticking with it, this Royal Dutch Shell. I think it's worth at least double. If oil price recovers to $50 next year, it's worth double. They've cut the dividend by about 65%. And still, it's on a 3.5% dividend yield. They're going for balance sheet repair here. But they're quite profitable at $40, which most oil producers can't say. I think you're safer than most of the integrated oil companies. There's been very little exploration the last 5 years. CapEx for most oil majors has been cut to the bone and you've still got a lot of shut-ins happening in some of the older wells in the US. And I think, and OPEC is actually complying with the cuts. And the longer it continues, with a low oil price continues, well, it's still fairly low here. It's below the marginal cost of production for a lot of older wells and a lot of shale producers. The permanent destruction of supply, and once demand recovers in full in 2 or 3 years' time, then you'll have a higher oil price than you had pre-COVID. And that's my thesis.
Okay, well, we've run out of time, so we're going to leave it there. But thank you both for having joined me on the line this evening. Of course, that Drikus Combrink from Capicraft and Graham Koerner from Koerner Perspective as well. We take more of your stock-related questions next week. Have a good evening. Yes.